Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, Alar.
Oh, okay. Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a great day. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. I'm with my co-host. Is on his way to New Orleans for the Summer Sizzle kickoff tour, which begins tomorrow. So definitely shout out to him. And if you are in New Orleans, definitely check out the show. You can inbox me for information or him, either one of us. So I have a special guest co-host with me today, Black Tear. Yep, so we're definitely going to have a lot of fun today.
What's up, buddy?
And, all right, sir. I didn't know if you were going to get to call in yet.
Yeah, we're a little delayed, but yeah, I could call in for a little bit.
All righty.
So it's just me, you, and Black Chair, guest hosting.
Yep, well, we are here. But I've been looking forward to having this conversation about this artificial intelligence robot rapper, FM Mika, you know, for a while now. So I'm just very curious as to, you know, just like how people feel about it, like what people's thoughts are. For me, it's just very creepy. Like I said, I put a picture of him on my page, and he is his look-wise, he's a cross between,
Tekashi.
You know, kind of like, like, yeah. Well, really, like, he sounds a lot about, like, Tekashi. But he is. He's like a mix between Tekashi and XXX and Tashion, you know. So I'm going to definitely share, you know, like, one of his videos from YouTube on my Facebook page in a little bit. But let's get into the first track of the day. My first track of the day is Been About the Money from our special guest about 2 months ago, Surprise, featuring Buddha Early. And this is off of his Portia Music project, which is out now.
Look Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and jail me, ain't nothing new, shit. To try to prepare for the worst, and in between, picture me rolling in anything but a hurt. Ain't too many real ones left alive. Made me question, is there a reason that these evils even set aside? We got roaches in the Oval Office, need some pesticide. Hit the light switch on them, I bet you'll be electrified. And who's familiar? Who's a player? And who's a dealer? Like who's your creator? Who's your maker?
Who's your killer?
Who's your motherfucking friend? And who's a foe? Let me know if you ain't show. Check that nigga at the door. If it ain't family, then what you bring him round for? Tell my daughter don't bother if you ain't with that nigga down for. That will be your downfall. Got all your cousins and your granny asking what you got that pound for. Please don't question what I'm down for. Cause when you got a body to bury, you need an alibi for your outro alcohol blacking out.
Watch my brother's bang coming with another play. We go far, hit hard like Clubber Lang. I'm in the paint, I don't care what another thing. I'm running plays, gunner main, it's the girl that game.
Blacking out,
Mac is out, yo, what you rapping about? Pack is loud, acting out, calling the
crackers out.
OBSC and TAC. Green light, INC, and we roll deep. Yeah, deeper than the womb of a queen 6 feet. Thick queens greet me from the fit physique. Yeah, magnificent, known to heat the streets. Yeah, exposing hidden colors like Tariq the sheet. Yeah, sweet cuisine. Yeah, I re-up fully. Beat up bullies, eat up rookies. We up fully. If she bad, yo, I eat up cookies. Crackers wanna sell me and show me. Grew some dreads, started speaking. It's
blacking out, gone. Ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me, ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out,
head with no screws, but ain't no tapping out.
Acting out.
If he ain't with us, then we gon'
whack him out.
Roll the dice, hit every point, it ain't no
crabbing out.
Push the line, OBFC, it ain't no backing out. Stand down, bend but one fold, just like an elbow. Sit slip, if I get caught, what I'ma tell for? Yeah, bro, we on a mission, it's expedition. Eliminate opposition, better in our position. Look, I'm riding for the cause, it ain't no changing that. Banging that, if you disagree, I'm rearranging that. I'm young Martin Luther on some gangster shit. No facade, no mirage, it ain't no faking it.
Swap it out, down for the ride, you always copping out. Even though you got little knowledge, know what these cops about. You still be hella reckless, smash through the intersection. Drinking and driving, flexing, clowning and probably texting. What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, you about to ruin this ground up working. If family gon' be hurt, high skate, skate, skirt, get together.
Black lives matter.
But now we mix the crumble with the shatter. C-O-T-A-C. But to grow, you can say whatever about me, but to grow is more influential. I'm talking physical and mental. The instrument's a pencil. Gotta use me for what I'm
here for.
Blacking out, like ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me, ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out anything anti-blacknificent. Anything that denies original people justice, freedom, and equality. Black excellence. Black empowerment. Black love. Black education. Black wealth. Black freedom. Black equality. Black justice. Blacknificent.
Blacking out, like ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like ready mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me, ain't nothing new, shit.
Alrighty, well, I definitely like that joint. We are back. You know, so when I first initially saw the, you know, like AI rapper, I thought it was a joke. I really thought like somebody was like really joking, but it just isn't. And I just think, you know, with some people, you know, they'll feel like, well, you know, we have, you know, AI and just digital things that do stuff. So this is just the next step. But to me, I just feel like it's just a little too much. You know, for one, I don't know who programmed this thing, right? So we don't know what, I mean, I don't. I don't know who programmed it. I don't know what his message is. And even, you know, at one point with his followers on TikTok, you know, he was going after, like, real people that are, like, you know, social influencers. You know, he wanted to, like, take them down. And it's like, you want real people to follow some robot into taking down, like, a real person, like, influencer. Even if, like, I don't agree with who that influencer is, I care nothing about that person's brand. Like, that still just is weird to me. Yeah, so, you know, so you asking, like, real people to help you win, like, a beef with, like, another real person. Like, I'm just not entertaining that BS, like, really. And then the other thing is, you know, in one of his raps, he do say the N-word. And, you know, like I said, I don't know who programs this thing, you know. And is he supposed to be black? You know, I mean, I don't really know how to feel about that either. But I just don't really know, like, what people feel like, you know, his like, message is really supposed to be. But you have any thoughts?
I mean, I think it's taking over. It's the 21st century, so, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what they want everything is. They got robot dogs and cats and stuff out there now. So, should be interesting, though.
I mean, like, yes, I get that. But this thing is just, like, digitally. It's not nothing that's built. It's not going to show up on, like if it had a concert, it would be, like, a green screen. It would be, like, you basically just sitting there watching a video monitor. Because it's nothing physically. You can't go and touch it. So, I mean, like, I get your point with, like, the little robot dogs and all that. But, like, that's something, like, you can feel it physically, like, touch and program. This thing,
right.
you can't physically touch it at all. It's basically on your computer screen.
Well, might be a holograph. They don't care. They pay for, as long as they got music, they don't care. They listen to anybody else. I know I'm not paying it. Don't mind.
Yeah, I didn't quite like that. I don't like the Whitney Houston hologram. It just
did 2x1 too.
I didn't like that one either. When he showed up at Coachella, I just think when people are gone, if they don't particularly like, you know, when they did the one with Prince. Prince was against that in his life. So I just felt a way about that. You know, like he didn't want that to happen in his life. So he spoke up against that. So if a person like speaks up, you know, like they have is a company that if you die, you can pay this company to actually like tweet for you. Like they'll still run your Twitter and they'll tweet. I think that's a waste of money. To me, like, we're not doing that. I'm going. You know, but I just, if that's something a person wants to do, fine. But if I'm going, no. You don't take my money and be, well, I don't care who money it is. You don't take no money and be paying to still be tweeting for me. Right? No.
Well, are you going to see it in the afterworld?
Right. I'm not going to see it. I've said all that I needed to say. But let's get to our second track of the day, and then we'll get some other callers on. This is Licky by Lane.
Are you going to call me like you said you would?
Of course, boo.
Baby, I need more.
I need more, too. I've been thinking about you all day.
Just come in and give me some.
Okay. It'll be my pleasure, babe. Cause I want to take care of my babe. All day I've been thinking about you. I've been dreaming about you.
Passion's burning me on so strong, making me feel lonely, driving me crazy. Babe,
I need some more of you. I just can't get enough of your love.
Alrighty, and we are back. That was the More remix by Lady Soul, and by Lady Soul featuring Bobby Washington. Yeah. All right, let's get to a caller.
Mm-hmm. Hey, family, what's up? It's Ann Jules in the Royal Crush Takeover House on Blackout Radio.
What's going on, Ann Jules?
I'm good. Wow, that was a cool track, cool song. Digging the flow, of course.
Like,
yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yes, she does. Yeah, but I like both of them. They do.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you both?
Yeah, well, definitely great, sis. I'm glad. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about this artificial intelligence rap?
Oh, Lord. All right. From a label perspective, I can understand why they're doing it, because it's money. You don't have to deal with the attitudes of artists. You don't have to deal with keeping them in line, because once you sign the contract, you know, then you got to do what they say, and you got to follow the rules of the contract. So it's a win-win for the labels if they're pushing out stuff like that. But at the same time, from an artist point of view, I don't like it. And as I was saying, earlier to you on the phone when we were talking, It takes my job away from me. And, I mean, I've been against autotune and, being an AI. I like being human, and I don't use autotune. I don't like to AI myself. I'll use effects, but autotune and that kind of stuff. So you really don't have a whole lot of creativity from the artist and energy if it's just digitally created by an artificial intelligence. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I have human beings master my track, and I feel like it would just take away from, like you said, the stage presence. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Have a hologram? Just so fake. All I see is greed from the industry. If that's what they're pushing now, then they're just looking to make money. And that's all it's all been about. They stole our creativity. They stole our publishing. They lied to so many artists to get them to sign. And, you know, so many artists didn't even know what they were signing. And it happens all the time. And, you know, I'm out there trying to keep free of all that and keep the creativity and keep my God within. I mean, what kind of God within do you project with an AI voice? And that's why I feel like music was created, to bring joy to the earth. And it's through our soul, the soul of our vibration of our vocal cords.
I hate to leave y'all, but y'all have a good day. I'm getting back on my destination.
Bye, homie.
All right. Y'all be safe.
Well,
I'll talk to you later.
Safe travels, and have a great show tomorrow.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and finish, Angel. And you know what? I don't even know if it's like signed, who is kind of like pushing it. I just think, I know like he has like SoundCloud or like whatever it is. So I guess it's, like I said, when his voice, he sounds a lot like Tekashi, really.
I don't know.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like a mix between like Tekashi and kind of like Juice WRLD. It's just weird to me. But you're definitely right. If it is something signed, you know, that the music industry itself is kind of like pushing it. It would make a lot of business sense for them, because they're not thinking about it in the human aspect of it. They're just looking at the dollar signs of it, and you know that's just dangerous, because you know, look, you can be celebrating this one, you know, if you're someone out there that's like, oh yeah, cool, but then what if they continue doing it? Then it won't be any other artists like doing anything, because artists can be problematic at times. People want to cancel
them
for crazy opinions, and you know they're doing different things, and they get a drug problem. You don't got to worry about this AI overdosing, because he can keep going, and he can perform on green screen. You know, in London tonight, he can be in Turkey tomorrow. This could be a never ending story, and this totally could decimate any type of industry, you know, with automation. With, you know, what me and you were talking about, like the bigger picture earlier. It's sad. It really is sad, you know.
Yeah, it's true, and that's why I was playing the devil's advocate from being, you know, the label like Universal and Sony that are the ones that are left now. They have been so diabolical, you know. That's why I see it from the devil's point of view. Because I've been dealing with them all my life in the music industry, and I've actually avoided them like the plague, even though I've been right there next to them shaking hands. But, I'm really grateful that you brought this up, because I saw it somewhere else, and I was just like, no way. But you know what? I'm grateful, and I appreciate you for having me on and letting me come up here and, you know, talk about how I feel about it and tell my truths. And I appreciate you and LeVar and Eddie Powell and all my Blackout Radio family. I was saying, you know, you guys are family, and you guys are showing me support, and I show you love every Thursday. And I am so grateful to you for all your support and for playing our music and having us on as guests and everything. So much love to all y'all.
Yeah, always, sis. Like I said, you've been you have been A1 since day one. So we have, you know, we can only show you the same love and support back.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you, Queen, and much love to you and all your loved ones, too. Shout out to my man, Ja Earthlin J, Carlito 810 out there. I know you're listening. Shout out to the Temple Dynasty. And, yo, did you hear the Crip Hop Nation? Oh, my gosh, I got the greatest news. The Crip Hop Nation won 2 Emmys, y'all. 2 Emmys.
No, I did not hear
epic.
That.
Epic. Yes, we
that
got
is,
it for
that
the
is great.
Thank you. Shout out to Leroy Moore. Shout out to my family, Keith Jones. Those guys founded Crip Hop Nation worldwide, and we represent for the disabled, the sick, the elderly, the blind, the deaf, and the poor. And Keith Jones and my sister, Christina Jackson, a.k.a. Toni Hickman, they wrote a track that was on a Netflix documentary about the Paralympics for the disabled. And
okay.
So they got those Emmys. I'm just so proud of them.
That is
holy
wonderful.
Smoke.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. It's called Rising Phoenix, so check it out, y'all. I mean, there's so many great things going on in the world, and you already know, because I've been shouting out the Crip Hop Nation forever, because I've been a part of it
yes,
since they asked me to join. And we lost another founder, Rob Denoyes Temple, who was also part of our band. And, you know, so we know he's doing something in heaven. We thank the Most High Almighty, God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call, that keeps us all here, that gives us life and shows us love. And, yeah, I'm just so happy for the Crip Hop Nation. So shout out to everybody out there. And if you're listening and you're in those categories, check them out. Check us out. You know, we provide a platform for people like that because, you know, it's not so easy for us to get out on tour and, you know, we like to help people rise. So I'm so grateful to take this moment to say all that, and I give you much appreciation and much love. So thank you, sister, and thank you, King, for having me on.
Yeah, you are so welcome, sis, and that is definitely awesome news. I've been meaning to look at that documentary on Netflix. Just been busy, but definitely I'm going to make sure I check it out this weekend because that is super, that is great news.
Thank you, sister. Well, you know,
I tell people all the time, you've been showing support, always. You know, when they see one of us, they see all of us. And,
definitely.
You know, that just will help all of us rise.
Definitely. I got to get Leroy and Keith on your show, too. It'd be smart to have them on. I think Leroy has a Thursday night show, and he might be, I don't know, he might be available. We'll figure it out. I'll connect that dot. But that'd be cool to have him on as a guest.
We've had him on before, and we definitely
Leroy, that's right. Now you got to get Keith on there. He is phenomenal. He's a professor in the lab making beats with his feet. You know, he's got cerebral palsy, and he doesn't stop him. I'm so inspired, and I'm so grateful that we are actually going to collaborate a track, Ageless Angels and Leroy Moore and Keith Jones. It's in the works. We're talking about it, so that's what's up. I just dropped that announcement on there.
Well, that's
we're all so excited. So thank you so much. I love you guys, and I don't want to take up more of your time. So I know you got a great show packed. So much love, sis. Salute, fam.
Definitely. Thank you, sis. Always be safe out there.
You too. Always. Peace.
All right. Let's get to the next caller.
Keisha, what's up? This is Essex Sean Feller, NYC. How you doing?
I am doing great, and you, Sean? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago visiting my aunt. Shout out to my aunt in Decatur, my cousin, just showing them love, helping out. I don't know if you know the news. I know you got that paper of the DMX for the final call. I went down to his celebration at Barclays Center. I saw something that Exodus DMX album doing good on the Billboard charts. Shout out to the late DMX and Swiss Beats. One of his producers, I don't know his name, got 50 unreleased DMX tracks. Stay tuned. That's going to be interesting. And the producer wants Def Jam to release some of them. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that definitely will be cool. It definitely would be. I've been listening to it on and I definitely do like it. I like it. And it's good to, you know, hear him just again and so I'm here for all of it. Absolutely.
Well, listen, we all know he's one of the greatest artists of all time based on his track record with Def Jam. I'm just curious to see how his kids and ex-wife, Tashera, is going to feel about it, you know, if Def Jam's allowed to play some of his unreleased tracks. Because, you know, DMX is a monster in that studio. And, you know, as long as the kids get the proceedings and Def Jam pays them and whatever, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be my only thing. I just would want, you know, to make sure his children are compensated well, you know, for anything that comes out. You know, that definitely would be, you know, his concern. It's something he would want done.
Right. And I tell you what, Keisha, you know, I was playing one of his songs. I got one of his CDs called The Grand Champ. He got a lot of hits to that Grand Champ. He got the Pitbull in the front cover, DMX Grand Champ. And he got a lot of nice songs. He did some collaborations with Cameron called We Go Hard, 50 Cent, Shot Down. I mean, DMX did a lot of collaborations with some legendary artists. And one thing about him, he got that unique bark voice attitude, voice that has energy. So, he's going to be missed. And before I get off, let's shout out the Bronx. It's going to be a hip-hop museum in 2023. I was talking with OMX Posse. I would like to mail you an article of that. All the legends were there for that ceremony. Mayor de Blasio was there. LL Cool J, Nas, Fat Joe, Love My Nature. It was just such a beautiful thing to finally let the youngsters see the history and culture of hip-hop. I believe, like I said, it's going to be in 2023. And would you believe hip-hop will be 50 years old by 50 years old by then, Keisha?
Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. You know, it's like the only genre that, you know, has just exported around the world. You know, I don't know how country artists do it. I don't know if they're everywhere, but, you know, you see the influences of hip hop in
culture,
every
yeah.
nation, in
everybody,
every,
and different races,
everywhere.
Crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy. And before I get off, Keisha, I know you got a lot of people. Why don't y'all talk about, in the New York City hip-hop culture, which borough, and it was on Facebook, has the best dope MCs? It's between Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx and Staten Island. Y'all talk about that, forget off. Which borough in New York City has the best MCs? I'm leaving it alone like that. And Keisha, like I said, I'm going to mail you that article to Hip Hop Culture. And check me out, guys, on YouTube, Sean, for the S6 Energy Drink. So y'all talk about that. Which New York City borough has the best MC? I'll leave it like that.
All right. Well, first, I'm going to have to, because I can't remember exactly where everyone is from. So I'm going to have to use some Google and definitely get back with you. But I like that, though. I definitely do like that.
Yeah, it's a big debate.
Did you want to, I don't know if you heard our topic for today about the AI
topic?
Rapper. Oh, okay. It's been out maybe like a year and a half. It's an AI rapper, artificial intelligence rapper, FM Mika. I put a picture of him on my Facebook page, and I'm going to put one of his songs up as well. Like, how do you feel about it being like an artificial intelligence rapper?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I'm going to have to look into that. Wow, I never thought about that in that statue. I'm going to have to look into that and get back to you on that next week. So I'll definitely look into that, you know. But That's interesting. I have to get back to you next week of that with you. That's real interesting.
Yes, well, definitely. It was something, like I said, when I first saw it, I thought it was a joke. But it's no joke. Like, it's auto official, and it's just out here. You know, got songs on SoundCloud. If you look at it, it's definitely a cross between, you know, it kind of looks like XXX and Tachyon and what's his name? Takashi. Like, that's kind of like the look of him. But, yeah, he is definitely definitely something else. You know, I'm putting a little profile of him on my Facebook page, but he is definitely something else.
Okay, I'm going to definitely look into that. And like I said to everybody, check me out on YouTube, Sean Soda, SX Promotion. Also, Keisha, I'm going to be on the show, Burrow G of DTF Radio on June 28th. Look out for the details. It'll be my part two. I'm sorry, no, I'll be on it on June 30th. I'm going for details right now. And also, shout out to PR, DJ K. Nikki. She had a birthday this past Monday. She turned 45. So happy birthday to our PR, DJ K. Nikki. Shout out to her. So I'll leave it right there.
Yes,
you guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Yep, I saw that on my Facebook page. And June 30th is actually my birthday. So
yeah, oh, your birthday. Okay, good. Well, happy birthday. Happy late birthday.
Thank
so I'll make sure I send you a nice gift. All right. But like I said, June
30th,
I'll be on DTF Radio. Burrow G is going through the details right now. So y'all have a great day. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Sean.
Okay,
you be
bye-bye.
Safe out there. Bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to the next caller.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Nerich. You already know what's going on.
Hey.
I just want to call in. I was gonna promote my music and stuff. I just graduated yesterday. And yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what grade are you going to now?
Ninth grade.
Oh. So you are the same age as my nephew, because he is going to ninth grade as well.
Yeah. And since the summer, I'm going to be working a lot more on my music. I'm getting older, but more mature. My music isn't going to change from being positive. But yeah, you're just gonna hear a lot of different stuff from me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I definitely, you know, wish you well going to the eighth grade. I mean, sorry, ninth grade. That is so exciting. Yep. So. Yeah. All right. So go ahead. You can promote your music.
Go check me out. On all platforms, musical platforms, social media platforms, it does not matter. Go check me out. My name's Nerich, Nerich. I'm 14 years old. I'm fire, bro. Hey, I might be better than your favorite rapper. You feel me? I was playing, but still, y'all go check me out. Go stream all my music. Run it up. Some of them are like 2.5K. I want to get them. At even more views. My goal is to hit at least maybe 5K views, yeah. But yeah, y'all go check me out. I'm 14. My name is Nerich. I'm from Stockton, California. I'm fine. But thank you for letting me
know.
Well,
I definitely love the confidence. And that's right. You got to believe that you are the best out here. Because if you don't believe it, no one else will to it. No one else will. So I am definitely loving that confidence.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I know you're looking forward to the summer.
Yeah. Because, yeah,
well, definitely,
it's summer right now for me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, you be safe out there. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Like I said, my name is Mirich. Y'all go check me out. Peace.
definitely have to check you out. Yeah. All right. Well, at least we're going to get to the next track, and then we'll get on some more callers and continue with our topic.
I'm a little lit, I'm a little tipsy. I'm a little park, I'm a little nips. Bye.
We black nemesis, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We black nemesis. We black nemesis. Yeah, we black nemesis. We so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We black nemesis. We black nemesis. I'm speaking for the hood like I'm the inspiration. You see my progress, use it as motivation. Let me grab the wheel and steer the next generation. Lead them to success and bless them with their soul for renovation. Look, I'm so pro-black, know that. Been a conscious mind and influencer way before rap. You don't gotta question a second, guess where my soul at? I'm blacknificent, baby, they can't control that.
Break them off with this black gold, ultra melanin. Take a look at my complexion, that's heaven sent. I see you really got me bent, think I give a cent. Now I was living in the moment, black and relevant. Recognize what you value.
Wake
them
up.
If I can't save souls, then I
wake them up.
They really out here sleepwalking.
Wake them up.
We doing way more than talking. Gotta
wake them up.
We magnificent. The movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We black magnificent.
We magnificent.
Yeah. We black magnificent. We so pro black. We no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We black magnificent. We black magnificent.
This industry foul in aspect. Hell hard, homie, I style these mathematics. Word of my child, head with the crown, I grab at it. Last of a dying breed, I bleed these black habits. A black savage, they want me to be in black caskets. For I promote black unity within black families. Ain't no half-stepping in my syndicate. These suckers always wanna shine their light on my path to
magnificent. Let me make it clear, we up in here, we never scared. We done faced the fears, not scared of death. We came near, that's magnificent. Stack different chips, rap different shit. Black stripping biz, stack with the max, we killing it. Attack with the max, real rap spitting hits. I used to flip packs, but now I'm on that business tip. I done seen the greatness, that's within myself. Built with health, economics, so now we building wealth.
We magnificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We black magnificent.
We black magnificent.
We black magnificent. We so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We black magnificent. We black magnificent.
We blacknificent. It's more than magnificent. Melanated. This the new way. Never the mind of a slave. Never ignorant getting goals accomplished. If you blacknificent, then you can feel it in your soul, your spirituality. What makes you ashamed of being black? Blacknificent. Don't never let them categorize you, black man. Don't never let them put you in a box. There's no limit of what you can do. Outdo yourself, be your own competition. Don't stop at nothing, don't make no excuses.
We blacknificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We blacknificent.
We blacknificent.
We blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We blacknificent. We blacknificent.
All right, and we are back. That was Blacknificent by OBFC, Our Black Fathers Coalition. Definitely like them. And we had them on the show a couple of weeks ago. Yep. All right, let's get to the next caller.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac in the Jets. And how y'all doing today?
I am doing fine. And yourself, sis? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm writing some more music.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, y'all can check me out at TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify, TUPASTINA, the number 2, letter U on SoundCloud.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I don't know if you heard our topic for today, but I was just trying to get people's thoughts on the artificial intelligent rapper that's out, FM Mika.
Well, I think he can define what his music. Everybody's different.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, this one isn't a person, so Yeah, it's not a person. It's basically like a computer program.
Oh, okay. And you put music on it?
No. It's like, you know how like those little like sim people. It's essentially like a digital program. Artificial intelligence, what kind of like Alexa is. But instead of Alexa, you know, turning on the lights or playing a song, Alexa is trying to be a hip-hop artist.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I support that.
Yeah, which is a bit crazy. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all calling.
Oh, you're welcome, sis, anytime.
All right, I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the next caller. Hello?
You're of course still there.
Yeah. All righty. Well, let's get to the next track.
Bigger than Pablo, I think I'm Mansa Musa. Swam with sharks and chilled with the barracudas. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented the shooter. Let me tell you about some real mathematics. Thought travels at the speed of sound, brother had that. It fly shit like a graphmatic, bad habits. I'm a Kushite, but I'm an asthmatic. Disconnect your line like it's bad static. Like OJ, I took a stab at it. Rolling round on the floor like a mad savage. God in my own mind, I can smash planets. My melanin is
I'm yelling, black power, yeah we soaked up from land showers. Another casket in the ground from these bash cowards. I got a target on my chest and I can't hide it. How can I lean on my brother when we all divided? I place it back, but it's time for me to push the line. Sacrificial lamb is what I am when it come to mind. Too many mothers living longer than their offspring. Racism and come from us, that's a y'all thing.
I'm bigger than Pablo, I think I'm Mansa Musa. Swam with sharks and chill with the barracudas. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented the shooter.
It's OBFC, I push the line for the click. Since we talking black power, it's about time that you get
educated like I did from that little time that I spent in the cell, did me well, prepare my mind for this skit. Look, they say my people perish due from lack of knowledge. More blacks is going to jail instead of going to college. We making less deposits and what's so ironic, more kids is hooked on pills instead of hooked on phonics.
Black wealth, I'm talking generational legacy. To put my seeds ahead of me, my pedigree is black health. That's action on demand, we need to live and live to give. That's really what it is, fam. I love black money, I'm talking about when it's circulating. Touch a lot of hands and it's never hate. And the black fist hold a lot of power. We don't pump it, we educate in these last hours.
I'm bigger than Pablo.
I think I'm Mansa Musa. Swam with sharks and chill with the barracuda. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented the shooter.
I ain't one of these new niggas.
Nah,
Mansa Musa with some new riches. New info I deliver to you niggas. Natural born problematic lord of the gravel floor. Fuck your gavel, half man, half matador. I got an issue with you acting too kettle corn. Revolution won't be televised till I'm well endorsed. All black melody, melody metamorph. Hella stripes with a whistle, that's how I settle scores. Now you locked in like you just clocked in, like a clumsy jewel heist. I always drop gems, mind over matter, cause your mind is the data.
Data,
and the data is the dollar that these motherfuckers after. Should've been an Ivy League scholar and boss. Ain't no price tag for talents, cause privacy costs. I ride with dogs, and I swim with the sharks. Ask Pablo what's the ticket for the time that he lost.
OBFC, baby.
Trick, oh yeah. All right, and we are back. That was Mansa Musa by OBFC, Our Black Fathers Coalition. I definitely like that joint as well. You know, we had them on the show a couple weeks ago. So they are definitely doing their thing out there in Arizona. So definitely got a shout-out Fleetwood for putting them in touch with us. And he'll be joining the show in a couple of weeks as well. He has a new documentary that will be coming out titled Brown Baby. So definitely, I saw that trailer and it definitely looked nice. So we'll, you know, get to see all what he is, what he has coming up as well. So if anyone would like to know how they can get the music heard on the show, how they can schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show on IG. Or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Runtel That on IG as well. If you want to know any information about the tour that LeVar has going on right now, you can hit him up for that as well. Tomorrow, like I said, they'll be in Baton Rouge, and then they'll be in another part of Louisiana on the 12th. They go to Detroit on June 26th and July 9th, which I believe is the last stop. They'll be here in Baltimore, Maryland. So, like I said, if you want to find out any information on how you can perform in either Detroit or in Baltimore, make sure you hit Mr. Runtel That up on IG or inbox LeVar Hayes on Facebook. All right, let's get to the next caller before the show ends. Hello.
318 614, you're live.
Well, what the business is, man? It's your boy Wildlife J Blood. What's good?
Hey, homie, how you doing?
Man, you know, getting ready for my show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Rave of Louisiana Club Escape.
All right, that's what's up. That is what's up.
Yeah, man,
so
I had to come in and pick y'all.
Well, I'm definitely glad that you were able to call in. Where exactly are you guys, like, where exactly is the show?
Rave of Louisiana.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, I want to send a big shout-out, if I can, you know, to WQEB 97.3 down there in Atlanta. I'm linked in with them. Doing some shows. Got a big long festival, so I will be in Atlanta, Texas. I got a lot of dates that's coming up in cities and states that I'm going to be in.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I definitely No, hope you have a great show down there. Yeah, man, we you know, definitely not call in and promote your Atlanta show as well. Yeah.
Most definitely. Gotta listen with y'all first, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting a lot of love out there in Detroit and a lot of other places. So I want to lock in with people, you know what I'm saying, that's really rocking with me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that is definitely good. That's always been, you know, the hope for this show, you know, that we get to meet new people and network and, you know, go different places, because that's definitely what it's all about. You know, if we're going to grow, you know, we got to be able to do it together. We can't do it apart.
Right. That's what it's about.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah. So did you? Well, yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. I don't know if you were able to hear any of our topic for today, but we were talking about the first Ottawa AI rapper, FN Mika. Like, I don't know if you, you know, got to see my Facebook page, but, like, what are your thoughts about it?
No, I ain't get to see it, and I don't really know, so I can't speak on that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The look of him is, like, a cross between, like, he kind of looks like Tekashi. And then, like, XXX and Tacion. And he kind of sounds like a mix of them and, like, Juice WRLD. You know, like, if you listen to, like, his track that he has on, like, he has some on Spotify and, like, SoundCloud as well.
Oh, well, I didn't really. I wasn't a fan of XXX, so I wouldn't really know what he sound like or whatever. So
okay.
You know.
Yeah, well, I definitely understand that. When I first came across it, I thought it was a joke, and come to find out, no, it's real. So, but I'm gonna put his song up on my page as well. So,
Oh, okay.
I'll tag you in it so you can see it.
Oh, yeah. Tag me in anything y'all got going on. If I can link in.
Oh, yeah,
and, if I can link in and get in with y'all, man, I most definitely will.
Yeah, well, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, big shout out to y'all, too, you know what I'm saying, because y'all doing a lot.
Yeah, well, definitely. Thank you. You know, we're just trying to get things back on track, you know, after all this pandemic stuff. So, you know, it's just good to be having something going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing a little traveling and whatnot. So, yeah. But you definitely be safe out there. Have a great show. And, you know, I would definitely talk to you later.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, and I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Oh, yes, anytime, homie, anytime. Yeah, you know, I wish it was a little longer, you know, but time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, and y'all be safe on y'all, too, but Joe got you and LaVar.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, we definitely had a great time rocking with you guys, as always. I just hope everyone have a great week. And, you know, with all of the craziness going on in the world, you know, the only person you can control in this situation is you. So I wish you all have a great weekend. Definitely be blessed. And remember, you know, it takes nothing to say a kind word, you know, to people. Treat others, you know, kind of how you want to be treated, and just definitely be safe out there, everyone.